Good morning. Winter has definitely arrived.
Tell me about it. Feels like it's been here for about 6 months.
Feels like, doesn't it? Doesn't it, Jules? We're like a couple of weeks in and we're all crying.
Well, we're going to be talking about a couple of good winter foods coming up very shortly.
But before we do that, I want to know, because last week you were talking about you were going home to make a minestrone soup. And?
It was absolutely beautiful. I was really proud. You know, I know it's most people would think it's pretty simple, but I was a bit stressed because there's a lot of little steps in it and a lot of stuff you had to have cut up and a lot of this and a lot of that. But it was beautiful. The only downside is that, so I had it Thursday night for dinner. My partner and I had it Friday night for dinner.
Yep.
I had it Saturday night for dinner. By Sunday night, I was a little minestrone'd out.
I bet you were.
I probably should have read the fine print again, you know, make six bowls and maybe just halved everything. But anyway, it was really good. I was really pleased, really proud. All right, now, what are we talking about today?
Well, I wanted to talk about paella versus risotto.
Oh, okay.
Because I feel like they're wintry dishes.
And they're both rice-based.
Yeah. Here's what I know. So paella is from Spain. Now, a lot of people think it's like the national dish of Spain, but no. It's from a region in Spain, Valencia. You might like know Valencia oranges.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. So it's near the Mediterranean. It's their dish, their kind of regional dish, let's call it. And that you can put lots of different things in a paella. So paella is like, it is very similar to risotto, but the difference is it's got a crunchy base and you sort of let it stew till it gets that crust on the bottom.
Right.
So whereas risotto, you're sort of stirring constantly. Paella is not really a stirring thing.
Okay.
And the other key to it is this, it's called a sofrito, and I'm not sure my Spanish has got it there. But anyway, it's kind of like a combination of a broth and a tomato paste.
Right.
But you make it from all different things like capsicum and vegetables, and often you make it days before, and then you add that into the paella.
Ah, okay.
That's what I know.
Do you know what I know?
What do you know?
I know that it's actually pronounced paella.
So I've just been saying that wrong the whole morning.
The L's are silent, but, you know, it's tough. It's paella. It's paella. Hard to say. Yeah,
yeah, that's a tricky one. Okay.
But see, Robbo's from Murray Bridge High School. He still knows things.
So clever.
What do you know about risotto?
What I know about, am I pronouncing that right if I say risotto?
Risotto.
Risotto. Yeah, with my hands.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Risotto. Basically, a risotto is similar to a paella with the type of rice. So we're definitely using the same kind of short grain rice, which is like the ability to absorb and has quite a starchy release. So it gets sticky.
Yeah.
And you're stirring a risotto constantly. Now, if you're like me, when you make a risotto, you use your Thermomix and your cheat so you don't have your sore arm stirring. But a lot of people want to obviously stir the pot. And it's Northern Italy based.
Oh, okay.
So I think around maybe the 1800s it originated probably from a wedding kind of scenario. Yeah. So make a big, pot of risotto for a wedding.
Yeah.
And here you're using like a broth or a stock. So more liquid, not the same as the paella, which was more the tomato kind of or capsicum based paste. Using onions. Saffron was a big one in risotto.
Really?
I know. Yeah. Like it was a colour thing, but also taste.
Yeah.
And white wine and Parmesan cheese.
Of course.
Because everything tastes better with Parmesan cheese. And a little salt.
You know what I know? No.
What do you know?
Not a little salt. A lot of salt.
Yeah.
What I know about risotto.
Go on.
Is that if you stuff it up, you've just got really lumpy, gluggy rice. That's all I know.
Yeah, I have been there before many a times.
So can you get either around this beautiful city of ours?
Well, you can. El Gordo sometimes do a paella. Oh, hang on, sorry.
Paella.
Yeah. And actually, we do lots of weddings and events upstairs above Miss Batterham's in Mackenzie Hall, and often we'll have the wedding guests who want to have a paella.
Oh,
now I'm really trying. I'm just not being able to.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry.
I want to say those L's. and risotto. I think risotto you can get at a lot of the pubs around town.
Yeah.
So I think your favourite's the Nash, isn't it?
Yeah, I've eaten there a number of times, and I like it. Yeah. I like it a lot.
And the Brown Arms, I love the Broey.
Yeah,
Like from my days when I was young. But anyway, so they do risotto, and then at Miss Batterham's at the moment we're doing a wet rice, which is similar to a risotto. It's just, it's definitely not gluggy. It's wet. It's much, wetter.
But you still put lots of other stuff in for flavour and stuff.
Oh, we're doing a mushroom one at the moment. It's delicious. And truffles. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So great.
I love mushrooms. I think probably one of two reasons. A, I'm a fun guy.
Yeah.
All right. Or secondly.
No, stop it.
Secondly, I've got a big head, short stalk. They keep me in the dark and they feed me bull mess.
Well, I don't know if there's much more room in their conversation for any more mushroom jokes.
I think on that notary, we should say farewell, my dear, and see you next week.
See you next week. Bye.